hot buttered rum here on Live at Lunch. Busted in Utah. What'd you get busted for? Was it lewd and lascivious
looking
behavior?
Funny?
No, nothing.
Being too good looking.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
nothing.
It.
You know, that, our PO won't let us talk about it on the air.
If
but,
things keep going as they are, that song is going to be an anachronism. Utah is probably going to be the last state to legalize pot, but
yeah,
it maybe. Might happen someday.
I don't know. There's some other... candidates for last.
I just said Utah made it illegal to ride a bicycle through a drive-thru.
Whoa. Oh, they're really cracking down.
They're really cracking down. Like, that was a legislative moment that happened in Utah. They're like, you know, we got to stand up for family values.
Can I drive a bicycle?
Yeah. So don't
mess
around.
Oh, my God. That's awful. So that yin is to the yang as ye is to the hog.
Some deep stuff, huh?
Oh, man, I love it.
That's a Confucius, right? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, yin is to the yang. It's Langsu. Just a general, you know, Eastern,
one of those Eastern things.
Yin is to the yang. Did you find out about yin and yang when you were in Nepal?
I don't think that's their bag there.
Oh, it's not their
bag. They got
some
other stuff going on in Nepal.
They got some other Nepal. Okay, cool. They got some trouble in Nepal now.
They got a lot of trouble, actually.
It's sad, man.
Tell me about the kids that could have been yours.
Well, from that previous song, Another City. That was a song I got married a couple years ago now. That's a song I think you can only write after you have found your soulmate for life. And,
sure.
And, you know, like you sort of look back over your life and you think, oh, well, she could have
been
something and she could have been something. But kind of the nature of the last decade of my life is that I just keep moving from place to place. And so I actually had all these loose ends, all these women
sure
that I was still sort of going out with. And and so at a certain point, you do have to let go of it, I think. Not everybody does, but I did. I'm all good with it, but it was a little bit of a letting go process.
Well, and you probably had to do that to get your real lady.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
Do you guys have any kids?
I just had a kid this year.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, he's 6 months old now. Grady Buzz Keith.
Oh, awesome. Anybody else in the band married?
I am married. This is Eric.
Eric's
Zebulon
married.
Zebulon is an unmarried man.
Yeah. He's so Zebulon is not your regular fiddler. Is that true?
Zebulon is in on fiddle. We've been playing the last 13 years with Aaron Redner, who also is a songwriter, mandolinist,
and
fiddler, and he's home this week. There's just been, as often happens, he's had a kid recently too, and so he's needing to be home more to show up.
But
his,
he's not
his
out,
mission as a dad.
He's not out of the band. He's just being a daddy for
being
a while.
Dad.
Being a daddy.
Good. Most important part of your life. And you
some people say, you know, I believe it. I haven't gone there yet, but I can easily see how that's.
I mean, that and being able to play the Salt Creek Fiddle tune at 160 beats per minute. Those are the two most important things.
Yeah, that's right up there too. So, how many CDs do you guys have out?
We've put out 7, believe it or not. A number of those have been live. So we have three. What is it? Yeah, 3 studio CDs. So we got Limbs Akimbo, which you guys have been spinning here. We have our new self-titled one. Produced by Steve Berlin, and then we have a previous one produced by Mike Marshall, the resident California badass multi-instrumentalist. And that's called Willow Machine. Then we have Live at the Freight and Salvage. Freight and Salvage is sort of our Swallow Hill back in Berkeley.
Oh, yeah.
And
so do you guys know Laurie Lewis and all that?
Definitely.
Group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I see
she's
her
awesome.
And, frequently.
And Kathy Kalick.
Kathy. Laurie and Kathy just did that great Vernon Ray
cover
up, a tribute to the great, you know, a duo of California bluegrass.
Yeah. So go ahead and finish that.
I was going to say, Live for In Salvage, CDs. Live in the Northeast, which we recorded in Vermont, New York, New Jersey. Live in the Sierra, which we recorded in the Yosemite area and Tahoe. And then, I guess...
So
I'm
how do you,
oh, no, I'm sorry. There's one studio album that I forgot. It's called
In
These Parts that we recorded. You get a great recording engineer. We started with this guy, Charlie Wilson, who's produced a number of great live albums. And who's also a badass trombonist and shows up on a couple of the tracks. And then we picked some of our favorite Sierra venues. So there's a place called the Mountain Sage in Groveland, California. That's a combination nursery, espresso bar, and, you know, 500-person music venue. It's great. And then we played live at the Lake Tahoe as these public events every weekend. Uh-huh. So we played basically between those two gigs and a couple other sundry
you put together
gigs, we were able to get
a
albums with material.
Sierra. Well, I lived out there from 70, 71 in Marin County, and there's always so much going on.
That was a heyday in Marin County.
Oh, yeah, but the scene has, I bet, just gotten better, you know?
Yeah,
it's
maybe
amazing
elsewhere. Marin actually has some good music venues now, too. Marin has two of the Grateful Dead guys have opened up sort of dueling music venues, and it's Marin has definitely benefited, yeah.
Phil
Lesh opened up Terrapin Crossroads in Santa Fe, and that's become, I mean, just an honest-to-God hub of, you know, funk, bluegrass, all the kind of jam band peripheral music.
We got a lot of deadheads here at the station.
Yeah. And Phil actually plays there like 3 or 4 times a week. The guy just can't get enough music, you know.
Yeah.
And then Bobby Weir opened up Sweetwater in Mill Valley, which is my hometown. And that's more of a sit down, you know, go out and get dinner with the folks and see. But they have great. We just did a benefit there for a Haitian music charity, and Bobby came down and played with us along with Lucas Nelson.
He's a nice guy.
He's a really nice guy, and he runs
a
great music venue. So it's just it's an honor to see those guys kind of going into their gray years with still a lot of vitality and bringing
music to
the Bay Area.
Absolutely, and I just watched the documentary called The Other One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't that good with Bobby?
Right? Yeah.
Jeez, what a handsome man he was in his day.
In his day, man, that guy still got it.
I bet he is.
I was just hanging out with him last week.
He still got it. Bob Weir. All right.
Not that I notice when guys are handsome.
No, of course not.
I'm just saying.
Just saying. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Beautiful body.
Okay, so they're playing tonight, folks. Hot Buttered Rum will be at the Mishawaka tonight. And we are going to give away a couple of tickets to that.
Yeah.
Tell me about what else you know about the show there, one of you, any of you.
Well, we're playing with Roosevelt Collier and the Colorado Get Down, which is the motet rhythm section. That should be a good band.
Andy Thorne.
I think it's the motet plus Andy Thorne.
Oh, Andy Thorne.
Plus Roosevelt.
Favorite banjo meisters.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a pretty sick band. And then before us, Dead Winter Carpenters is playing.
Right.
Yeah, they're a great band from Tahoe, California.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, who knew? Fun. All right, and your part of the show starts at 9 p.m.
Roughly.
Yeah, we're doing a co-bill with them. I believe we're playing first.
Okay. Have you guys played the Mish before?
Many times.
Yeah.
It's one of our faves.
All right.
Yeah.
Isn't it a wonderful
spot? Last time we were there, Eric and I went out there, and we caught 8 trout. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. It's a wonderful
thing. One of these times we play, I want to get on the river and like float to the damn gig. That would just be
the best. It would, but maybe not this year.
Ever.
I mean,
it's not the day for it.
We are doing a week-long float, though.
Out there
we're doing
on the
a week-long float down the lower fork of the Salmon River in Idaho in August with our instruments.
Wow.
So if anyone out there is a rafting fanatic and loves bluegrass, we're going to
be
doing live music every night.
I love it.
On the river.
That's a great idea.
I can't believe that's finally happening.
We've just had so much rain that it's kind of scary out there right now. But there's still people that are always going to do
it. Give me an interview.
There you go. All right. So I'm in the studio with Hot Buttered Rum. I'm Joanne. I'm so thrilled to be here. Sorry, by accident, got to be here after my show today. And it's thrilling. And there's only really part of the band here.
We're
now,
on about 60% power
but
here.
But it's great. It's fabulous. So, Nat.
Yeah.
What do you got next?
Well, this is a tune that harkens back to the early days of Hot Buttered Rum. And it is, this band we were started on a backpacking trip years and years ago.
Yep.
And this is a tune that Eric wrote more recently about one of our great backpacking trips recently where we took a canoe out and did some fishing, and it was my bachelor party. It was pretty awesome.
So it's called
Cherry Lake.
All right, now hang on. We're going to give away a ticket to the show. That's a plus one ticket to the show. So I'm going to, we've got what's his name, man in the phones out there. And we're going to give you the number. The number is 221-5075. We will take the first caller for a pair of tickets to Mishawaka tonight to see Hot Buttered Rum. Here